The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Every day I like to get some sunshine. It just helps my body feel better. In fact, I've learned from some people that they say that sunshine brings needed properties for your body to, what is it, vitamin D, I think it is, and it just helps your whole system do better. And I do it in winter and summer, and in winter, sometimes it's just at a window, but in the summer, even if it's real hot outside, I go outside for as long as I can, 15, 20 minutes if I can, just to get some of that comforting sunshine to help my body feel better. Well, last week I went out there, pulled out a chair from the table on the patio, sat down, and this bug buzzed my head. And I brushed him away, and he came again, and I brushed him away. And he almost landed on my head, but I got him away. But then he came again, and this time he landed on my ear. And just as he landed on my ear, bang! Oh! It obviously wasn't just a fly that was flying around my head. Man, the pain that shot in my ear. I jumped out of that chair. I knocked that bug off my ear, and I ran around, and oh! It got me, and it got me good. Oh, the pain hurt for probably 2 hours, and then really for a couple days, the ear would just hurt if I touched it. Later that night, Deb went out, looked on the chair, and sure enough, she saw a nest built on the back of the chair. There it was. I didn't know if it was a bee or what. She said she thinks it was a wasp or a hornet. She sprayed it and killed it, but oh my goodness, it got me, and it was painful. If you've ever had a sting, you know what I mean. It, as I thought about it, brought a Bible verse to mind, and maybe you've heard this verse and are familiar with it. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. You know, the sting of death is sin. And that's kind of the way it is sometimes. Just like that bug that buzzed my head, death can be that way. And sometimes we can shoo it away with medical medicine, but finally it does sting us. And it has the strength of the law in order to bring its venom into us, and it takes our lives. You know, if you think about it, the law, the Ten Commandments, we've all broken one of them somehow, some way, either through a word we've said, a thought we've had, or an action we've done. I know all of us can think of something. And that's what separates us from God, is that sin. Well, because of that, that's what brings death, and that sting. I heard a story, a related story about a bee and a bee sting. This family was in the car, a dad and a mom in the front seat and three kids in the back seat, and they were going through town, I guess, because they weren't going fast, and the windows were down. It was a nice day, and a bee flew into the car, and the girl screamed in from the back seat because she was allergic to bee stings. And if she got stung, literally she would die from that sting. There are people who have that major, major problem. And Dad immediately reached back and grasped that bee in his hand. And then he tried to get it out the window when he opened his hand, but it flew back around. And so the girl screamed again. And Dad said, "No, no, no. Look at my hand," as he was reaching back. He said, "Look at my hand. You see the stinger?" The girl looked. "The bee can no longer hurt you, because when a bee stings, he can only put the stinger in one person. He cannot hurt you anymore," as it was buzzing around her. So it scared her, but it would not kill her. That's very much the way it is with us and sin. It does scare us, because we all will physically die. But here's the awesome thing about it. Is just as that dad who pulled off to the side and grabbed the bee, pulled off of the road so he could grab the bee. Jesus took the stinger for us. And he shows us his hands. See the marks that the nails made from the cross, the nails into the cross? I died for you. When we believe that and trust that, our sins are removed. He took the punishment. He took the strength. He took the power of sin and died, was crushed on the cross for you and for me. But because he is Jesus, because he is the Son of God, because he's God himself, he rose from the dead. And he promises that though physically we die, spiritually we shall live. And that he will bring our bodies back to life, a new body, without the aches and the pains and the problems, and that he will reunite our bodies and souls. That's the Christian faith. Not that we'll be reincarnated or move on or shuck away the body and just live in the soul. No, we are resurrected. That, yes, we die, but we rise. Just as Jesus rose and walked and showed people his hands, when we believe that those hands were for us, then we too shall rise again, because that's why we call it, he's our Savior. In the following verse, it goes on to say, 1 Corinthians 15, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus. He's the one who gives the victory. By the way, the verse before the one I quoted, 56, it says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? And then comes the verse I quoted earlier. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to our Lord Jesus who won the victory. As I was running around with my ear hurting, thinking, that thing just stung me, and oh, that verse crossed my mind. It did. It really did. That, you know, sin can sting, but it can't take my life away, because I believe Jesus took the stinger for me. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you did take the sting of death for us, that you kept the law perfect and yet died as a consequence of our sin, taking the punishment for us. Thank you that you rose from the dead and you promise us life. And Lord, as worldly things buzz around our head and frighten us, may we have peace and not be frightened, but have faith, looking to you, knowing that you promise everlasting life, and that you're with us even now. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. Any story that you may have about a bee sting or other things, you can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.